We need to be motivated to love. Without motivation, we may just go through the motions. We may even say loving words and behave in ways that appear loving, but our heart and mind may be elsewhere. We may daydream or long for a different kind of love life. Motivation for love keeps us passionate, interested, and alive. Day 8 is motivation to love. We need to be motivated to love. If we're not motivated, we may remain in a relationship, but we may not do a lot of the things that will make the relationship joyful. We may focus on our own needs and ignore the needs of the other person. We may just attempt to please them and do things in a way that don't bring us much satisfaction. So I learned a lot about motivation from this wonderful book and the recording by researcher and author Daniel Pink. He wrote a book about motivation in business called Drive. And he has a few principles in there based on research, a lot of research, that by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, who did all kinds of research on motivation in business. So I took those principles and I've applied them to motivation for love because it's the same quality. We need that motivation. And I'll be talking about what's involved in motivation. What does it take to be motivated? Being in love. Being in love is universal to humanity. It is part of human nature. Romantic love, obsessive love, passionate love, infatuation, call it what you will, men and women of every era and every culture have been bewitched, bothered, and bewildered by this irresistible power. This comes from a book by another wonderful researcher, Dr. Helen Fisher. The book is Why We Love, The Nature and Chemistry of Romantic Love. A really valuable book to read if you want to know about your own hormones and chemistry that affects the way you love. Falling in love is not love. What that is, that early stage of intense energy where you have no appetite or too much appetite and you can't sleep and you're agitated. And then you're yearning for emotional union with this other person that you see as your savior, the dream you've been looking for, the best thing you've ever found in your life. You may have mood swings from joy and ecstasy when things are going well to despair and depression if you're waiting for a text message that doesn't come, or you're looking for an email or a phone call or a Skype message. Extreme emotional dependence. You're up and down and inside out just based on how that other person responds to you or what other people say about this person. And you get intrusive and obsessive thoughts. That is not love. That's an early stage, perhaps, but it's not love. It's infatuation, lust even. Desire and arousal are not love. You can function sexually without desire. A lot of people in marriages do. One or the other has a sexual relation with their partner just to please the partner, just to keep the partner satisfied. They may feel some sort of love, but they don't feel passionate love. And so you can perform unless you have a real aversion. You can engage in sexuality, but that doesn't mean you have desire. The other side of it, and this is extremely painful, is you can feel desire. You can have intense desire, and yet your body doesn't allow you to be sexual. A man doesn't get an erection. A woman has vaginismus where the muscles tighten up, or she has pain or dryness. So you can feel desire and not function well. Your body responds without your thinking about it. You cannot always control the way your body responds. But I also remind people that your body has a wisdom all of its own, and listen to it. And if you're having a problem, maybe your body's telling you this person is not safe to be with. And you have to explore the reasons for that. Your emotions can enhance or block your desire, depending on how you interpret the emotions, what they mean to you, and how you interpret the situation. Your body reveals what you feel, so listen and pay attention. Support is not love. You can pay someone's bills or have someone pay your bills without feeling love, without either of you feeling love. You can listen and agree with someone and yet not feel love. You can flatter and praise someone and have no feelings of love. You can be a caretaker without love. Support is not love. It's a nice thing to have, but it's not love. Love includes passion, desire, and arousal, empathy, concern, and compassion, rational thought, and also emotion, both sides, forgiveness, trust, and appreciation, and maybe some caretaking and nurturing and praise and all of that also. Love excludes, this is not love, control, manipulation, and abuse. When that happens, there's something else going on. There's fear, there's a sense of insecurity, there's a fear of the person leaving you. There's a fear that if you really reveal yourself, you're going to appear weak, so you have to control and manipulate and abuse. That's not love. If you have a lot of judgments and criticism and ridicule, it's not love. If you're experiencing fear and rage and you're stonewalling the other person, not letting them express themselves, not responding, that's not love. And if you make unfair demands and expectations, it's not love. When you love someone, you want them to thrive. So you want to be very fair. You bend over backwards to make it easy for the other person, unless you're really helping them to grow and learn, but you make fair demands. Are you motivated to love? Are you motivated to develop the skills to learn what it really takes to love and to be loved? So what motivates you to love? Well, according to Daniel Pink's research, there are three qualities that we need to develop and maintain in order to really have motivation in life. So to have a relationship in which you're motivated, you need autonomy, mastery, and purpose. I will go into these in more depth. What is autonomy in love? What that is you maintain yourself within a relationship. You don't lose yourself. You don't give up your values. You don't hide what you want and need just to please another person. You express your desires, you express your needs, and you also listen to the needs of the other person. You set and respect both your boundaries and you respect the other person's boundaries. You allow them to set their boundaries, even if it doesn't make sense to you, even if you think it's foolish. You abide by the other person's boundaries as well, and you negotiate back and forth. You know your needs and desires, and you know the other person's needs and desires, and you know what your future dreams are, and you know what the other person dreams of. The most important quality is that you be yourself. You be who you are in the relationship. So why do you need autonomy? You need to have self-direction, self-reliance, and self-sufficiency in life. If this partner is providing everything for you, what happens if this partner leaves? What happens if they get sick and then you have to take care of them? What happens if they die and they're not there? You really need to develop your own self-direction, self-reliance, and self-sufficiency to function well and to be able to really love. Keep your sense of self and the other. Keep it strong. Negotiate to get both of your needs met all the way through the relationship. Feel the push-pull that always comes, that, oh, maybe I should break up, maybe this is too difficult, maybe it won't work. And stay in there, stay in the flow of love. Be who you are, the greatest gift of all, the greatest gift you can give to anybody. That's the name of one of my Kindle books that's also available in Smashwords. Mastery in love. Understand the ways of love. Understand what it takes to love and how your love affects other people. Learn love skills and learn the different love languages of other people and know your own love language. Know the way that love feels best to you. Possess loving character traits that you can develop. You can develop willingness to be vulnerable and a sense of compassion for others and tenderness and ease. You can develop these traits. And you really need to develop intrinsic motivation to love. You can't expect it to come from someone else. They can't be convincing you to love. You have to know inside that you want to love. It's got to come from within you and go outward. So how do you create mastery? Well, think about any champion. Think about anyone you know, a famous rock star, a famous musician. They had to do what's called grit. They had to stick through it when the times were tough. It all looks glamorous when you see the person out there, but they had to stay through the tough times. There are a lot of tough times. They get sick and they have to go out and perform. There are all kinds of tough times and they have this grit. Relationships require that. A certain amount of grit to get you through the difficult moments. Those moments where you feel like, I married the wrong person. I'm dating the wrong person. I don't have good taste. Those moments when you want to give up. Grit gets you to do the next thing that will help the relationship. Get counseling. Do whatever you need to do. Control your emotions. You express your emotions, but you also control them. You don't just badger someone with your emotions because you feel that way in the moment. And you control your actions. Choose actions that will help to enhance the love in your relationship. Observe, ask questions, and listen to the answers. And shift your attitudes and your behaviors. Pay attention to details. Very important. Love is an inside job. Comes from within you. You have an intrinsic desire to love and a need to love, and you learn from the inside how to love. And remember always how to love yourself first. And now the third quality is to know your purpose for love. What is your purpose for loving and for being loved? Or what is your purpose for being in a particular relationship? Maybe you need someone and want someone who will support you financially. And that makes you feel so good because you can't really do it yourself. Maybe you want to be supporting somebody else, taking care of them. All of this is okay if you really know this is what I want. This is the kind of relationship I want. And then don't expect the other person to be what they're not. So if you want to support someone, then continue to support them. But if it changes, don't get mad at the other person because that's what you promised them. This is where we run into a lot of problems. We choose a person who is a certain way, and then once we're in the relationship, we want them to be different. And we make promises in a certain way, then we're in the relationship and we change that. And it gets very confusing. You can't help changing, so you both need to renew your commitment to each other and keep understanding as the changes happen. And then you make a decision. You decide now, am I going to love this person or am I better off leaving? If you stay, then renew your commitment to love. And if you can't renew that commitment, if something has happened and it's just too much water under the bridge and you can't do it, then find a way to leave. And if you have to stay, then find a way to make peace with it for both of you. But it's a real decision. Know the value of your love and trust in the value of your own love for yourself and for others. What is your purpose for love? Assess your needs, your desires, and your future goals. Understand the other person's needs, desires, and goals. Be honest. Have an unemotional assessment of your love. Really carefully evaluate, how do I love? How do people respond to my love? What could I do differently? What would I like to do differently? What's missing? What's weak? What's strong? Really, really evaluate your style of love and what your purpose for loving is, and then create a renewed sense of your love purpose. Know the true value of your love. Love does not consist of gazing at each other, but in looking outward together in the same direction. We look outward together. We're aligned together. And that's the beauty of love. We have a purpose that works together. That was said by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. This 30-day love challenge is serious and life-changing. You will see amazing results if you seriously intend to expand your loving and to love fearlessly and openly. As we close, remember, start each day focused on love. In every moment, feel the love. End each day realizing love, and every day repeat the love pledge. Start each day focused on love. In every moment, ask, what would love do now for me? Realizing that for me in this moment may incorporate what I want for my future. So it's not just for right now. So what would love do now for me, knowing all that I do brings me closer or further from love? End each day realizing the power of love, the power of your love. Review the moments you turned away from love. Review the moments you shared your love freely and openly, and review the moments you felt loved by others. The love pledge. Repeat this. Remember to repeat it silently to yourself and then out loud, preferably looking in the mirror. Every day I develop greater awareness and communication, acceptance and forgiveness, compassion and tenderness, love, trust, and respect for myself and for others. Love agenda for today. In your Love Habits journal, write about your motivation for love. Take a moment right now, close your eyes, and just let down. Let your body relax. Just feel the weight of the day disappearing and breathe deeply, easily, and effortlessly. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. How do I show my autonomy? Am I really expressing it in every day in my relationships? That's the question for you right now. How do I reveal my mastery? Do you reveal your mastery? Do you know that you are a master of certain things? Do you hide that from others? And do you know your purpose? How do you follow your purpose? Are you following your purpose? And once you really look at your autonomy, your mastery, and your purpose, share your motivational dream with the Facebook group. Share it. Let us all know what motivates you to love. I've enjoyed so much working with you in this lesson, and I look forward to speaking to you again in the next one.